Welcome to the Post Podcast, brought to you by Eagle Communications. I'm James Bell. On this episode of Updates from the Post, Hayes Recreation Commission Youth Sports Director Keith Smith shares deadline information for upcoming events at the Hayes Rec. This interview originally aired on the Eagle Morning Show on KAYS on Monday, July 1st. Eagle Morning Show, this is James. Right now we got Kevin Smith. No, I'm sorry. Dang it, I still screwed it up, didn't I? Keith Smith.
Right, I've been called worse.
He's the Youth Sports Director at Hayes Rec. He's going to talk to us a little bit about some upcoming events, deadlines, etc. So, Keith, what do we got going on?
All right, for our July 3rd deadlines coming up, we have our preschool cheer, our bowling for beginners, our girls' day camp, going to the fair, gym time, how to create a t-shirt, HRC swim lessons, level 4 and 5, in the meadow, and our HRC basketball camp, which I'll touch on more here in a bit. In the meadow, junior lifeguarding, overnight trip, printed in... I can't read this, but...
Oh, I have photo, that problem every day. Don't, yes, don't stress it.
Printed photo organizing, and some of these classes are full, so if you can get on the wait list, that's the best way to get on there. Just stop by our office or give us a call at 623-2650. And we can hook you up there. Also, this is our we have two more weeks of baseball. We have this, well, I should say baseball, softball, and t-ball. We have 2 days this week, just tonight and tomorrow, and then a full week next week. We're trying to get it all wrapped up by the fair, so we don't have any time conflicts or anything like that that might result with the fair coming up. I mentioned the basketball camp. That starts next week. The deadline is this Wednesday. Kyle Schmidt, lacrosse coach, is running the camp for us. He does a really good job. He did it last year. I think last time I checked, we had around 30 kids signed up for that. So you still have time to stop into the rec to sign up. The cost for that is $35 for 5th through 8th graders and $25 for 1st grade through 4th grade. It does run Monday through Thursday of next week. That's the 8th through the 11th. All participants will receive a t-shirt. The times are 9:30 to 11:30 for the older age group and 1 o'clock to 2:15 for the younger age group. So it should be a good time, fun time had by all.
Very cool. So you guys got a lot going on. Is there anything new this year, or is this all kind of repeat events?
Most of it is repeat events. Now, some of the stuff Gail does, she's always coming up with new ideas for her youth and the older population as well. She does a great job. I know there's a trip in there. She takes those all the time, and people love those things. Those things fill up quick.
Okay, so you mentioned, you know, they could stop by and sign up. So, you know, somebody like maybe myself that hasn't been back in town very long. We know the Hayes Rec's out there, but we don't really know how to get involved, what to do. What's the best way to go about finding the information? Like, say, you know, I was interested in putting my son in the upcoming basketball camp.
Sure.
Where can I go to get more information?
Yeah, you can always go to our website, which is hayesrec.org. Like I said, you can call our office at 785-623-2650. And then probably the best way is just to stop by, just introduce yourself, tell us that you're new. We always love seeing new people in town. And you can pick up while you're out there at the which is 1105 Canterbury, for those of you that might not know the address. You can pick up our Hayes Rec Times that has all of our spring and summer events that are in there for now. And I think our new one for the fall and winter comes out sometime in the first part of September, I believe. So we'll have a whole new one coming out. It should be delivered to everybody's mailbox.
Oh, very cool. Any good, I guess, fall events coming up that you know of? Are you still in summer planning mode?
Yeah, well, yeah, for another week and a half. And then, all of our summer stuff, or I'm sorry, our fall stuff, usually around the first part of when the school starts up, we'll start getting involved with, at least from my side, that's when all of our fall soccer, fall flag football, volleyball, all that stuff will get up and going. And it kind of picks up from there. We go straight from there right into basketball, and straight from basketball right into another to the spring session of soccer, flag football, and volleyball. So it keeps us on our toes, keeps us busy.
Very cool. So as a youth sports director, I'm curious, and this is more my own personal curiosity. I don't know if anybody else will even care. Do you guys use all paid staff, or do you have a lot of like volunteer parent coaches that come in and help guys out?
Yeah, we are very fortunate. All of our coaches are all volunteers. It'd be nice to be able to pay them, but it'd probably be easier. But no, they are all volunteer. We do have them take some tests or take a clinic online. Cost like $25, but then when they bring in their receipt, we reimburse them for that. And it just kind of talks about there's things that can help them with coaching the kids. Some of them, we have grandparents that are coaching their kids. You know, they maybe haven't coached for a while, so it kind of gives them back into what to look for. There's a thing on bullying, you know, how to recognize a heat stroke, you know, when it's like this past weekend when the heat index is up 105 degrees. So there's different things in there that they can do to help them out with that.
Oh, very cool. How would somebody like, you know, say myself, the reason I was curious, I used to coach some soccer.
Oh, good.
Way back in the day.
I'll sign you up.
Well, that's what I'm wondering. How do I get involved? Do I just pop in and say, hey, I'm interested?
Or? Yeah, we have a volunteer application that you can come in when you stop by. We'll give it to you. We do a background check on all of our coaches.
That's going to disqualify me. Then. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, so far, you pretty much know everybody, or you know somebody that knows somebody, you know, so that kind of helps us here in Hayes, too. So, it's we're always looking for helpers. Soccer is the hardest, I would say, to find coaches for, because everybody used the excuse, well, I didn't play soccer when I was a kid. I know nothing about it. And, you know, it can be overwhelming at times, you know, when you kind of get in there, and it's especially with the young kids, even though it's 4-on-4 soccer, it's kind of like herding cats. You know, you're winning the game if you can get them heading in the right direction.
Right.
So, that's something we're always looking for, good volunteer coaches that come in and help us out. And I'll provide any kind of training that we can for them. We've got drills for them to do. And that online video that I said that we have them do too, that gives them some instruction as well. It's specific for that activity that they're going to be coaching.
Nice. Well, it sounds like they got no reason not to come and help you guys. See, I can't talk either. It's a great radio here on KAYS this morning.
Yes.
Yeah. But all right. Anything else you want to bring up before we get you out of here?
No, we do have our another thing just to coming up just from my side of stuff. We have a volleyball camp coming up. That goes July 17th is the deadline for that. Again, all the participants receive a T-shirt. I know Bailey Lacey is coming back to run that for us. She did it last year. She graduated last year from TMP. Went to school this year at I know she went to school for volleyball, so she did go, and she, you know, did well. So she is going to run that camp for us. The camp runs July 22nd through the 25th, and it's the cost for that are $20 for the 3rd to 5th graders and $35 for the 6th through 8th grade. And again, that deadline is July 17th. And again, everybody will receive a T-shirt for that. Bailey does a really good job with the kiddos as well.
Very cool. Well, Keith, thank you so much for coming in, sharing a little bit about what the Hayes Rec is going to be up to for the next, foreseeable future.
Yes. Yeah.
We appreciate you coming in.
Well, thanks for having me.
We're going to have some more coming up after this here on KAYS.